Blog Talk Radio.
Those are some
FOA claims, so let me give you two reasons why a vision wall is such a powerful tool for success. Creating a vision wall forces you to get specific about what you want. When you ask most people what their dreams are, they speak in generality. I want to be happy. I want more money. I want a fantastic relationship. The problem is that daydreams like these are not inspiring. They sound nice, but they don't light a fire under you and compel you to take action. But when you create a vision wall, choosing pictures forces you to get much more exact about what you really want. You want to select exactly what's important to you. You also have to think about why it's so important to you. For example, if you want a mansion, you'll find hundreds of pictures of mansions on Google Images. And which one exactly is the one you want? Choosing specific images forces you to become clear and precise. You'll be attracted to a picture that inspires you. Pictures have a way of making all the ideas in your head and the feelings in your gut into something very real. After all, there they are, in your face. Every time you look at your vision wall, the images touch the core of who you are. The reason alone should inspire you to drop what you are doing and create a vision wall ASAP. But there's also a second, even more powerful effect of the vision wall. Vision walls activate the law of attraction. The law of attraction says that positive thoughts attract positive outcomes, while negative thoughts attract negative outcomes. In other words, if you obsess about getting something sooner or later, you will find a way to get it. I am a big believer in the law of attraction. In fact, all the success in my life were a product of it. Unfortunately, many people misunderstood the law of attraction. They believe you can just sit around fantasizing about something and it will magically appear. But that's not how it works. In reality, you start with thought, making it specific and clear. But then you have to take action on that thought. That said, your thoughts will definitely take you a long way toward your goal, but it's the quality in your thoughts that makes the difference. When you have a crystal clear idea of what you want and the burning desire to have it, your subconscious mind actively seeks out ways to get it. It's like a radio. You will pick up the signal of whatever frequency your mind is tuned to. The power of the vision wall is that it keeps your mind tuned to the right frequency. If your dreams fire you up every time you see them on the wall, you will be reminded of why you are working so hard to make it happen. Surround yourself with your dreams. I believe a vision wall is even more powerful than a vision board because it surrounds you. A wall can't be ignored. With the vision wall, you literally cannot escape your dreams. When I wake up in the morning and open my eyes, I see my dreams. When I'm getting ready in the morning, I see my dreams. When work is wearing me down, I see my dreams. When I'm procrastinating or doing unfocused work, I can't look up without seeing my dreams. Things that most people struggle with, like focus and motivation, just happen naturally for me because I'm so immersed in my dreams. Even if I'm tired or stuck, I'm always motivated to take action because these are my dreams on the wall in front of me. Piece by piece, I work on manifestation. It's actually pretty easy. In fact, I might just have a chance the pictures on my wall. I may just have to change the pictures on my wall. Many of my dreams have already come true, new dreams, new pictures, here I come. There's no time to waste. Don't walk away from this article without starting the vision process. A vision wall or even a vision board to start is something that anybody can do. All you need to do is invest in a small amount of time. In creating a vision wall, if too ambitious for you, then just take out a piece of paper and write down your dreams. List out what you want to achieve in your professional life and the kind of people you want in your personal life. Add some things you'd like to do to make the world a better place. Oh, and don't forget some cool stuff you would like to buy. This will only take you 10 minutes to do. Next time you run errands, pick up a poster board and some magazines that have pictures of your dreams. You can also search on Google Images and print out the pictures. Then take an hour or so to assemble your vision board. Take and glue the images on the poster board in whatever arrangement feels right. Hang up your vision board where you will run into it at least 20 times a day. Be sure to stare at it intently at least once a day. Once you have a vision board, think about how you can immerse yourself even more deeply in your dreams. Consider creating a vision wall in your bedroom or office, or both. Rotate the images on your desktop background. Load the pictures on your cell phone or tablet and flip through them once a day. I am living proof that the more you immerse yourself in images of your dreams, the stronger the law of attraction will get in your life. When you keep your mind tuned to the right frequency, events literally converge to make your dreams real. And you know what's the best part about a vision wall? Once you create it, all you have to do is look at it. It doesn't require any effort whatsoever. It happens naturally, without effort or strain. Creating a vision wall is a simple exercise that requires very little effort that can completely change your life. I'd say that's a pretty good deal. Don't waste another moment. Get started by creating your vision wall today. Take action and you'll finally activate the laws of attraction. And one of the reasons that, and it's really ironic, that this was something that I was going to talk about last week, but last Saturday was Yom Kippur, and I was fasting all day. And Yom Kippur is the end of the New Year's in the Jewish religion, and a day that you atone for the sins of what you've done for the previous year. And you fast all day. And to me, to be able to be doing that much talking and fasting at the same time just didn't seem right to me, because my faith is what got me through a lot of the ups and downs in my life. And as you can see, that for me, being someone with a disability, things did not always come easy. But I always knew what I wanted in my life, and I always set those goals and work towards them. If you work towards your goals, if you understand what your goals are, then guess what? You can achieve that which you truly want to achieve. But it is up to you. And I've got a caller in, and I would like to see if he's got a question. Do you, yes. Do you have a question that you would like to ask?
I didn't, but now that I'm listening, because you're right about the law of attraction, and I'm in a situation. I'm a strong belief.
How much reading? Yes, how much reading have you done on the laws of attraction?
A lot of reading on it, and I've seen it manifest many times over for myself. But right now, I'm in a situation where the person that I'm with it's a little clouded, and I'm trying to stay on my path of law of attraction. And, you know, I attracted this person into my life, and I want to continue, but I'm a little discouraged.
Okay.
So when you're discouraged, what do you do?
Yeah, do you have a goal in that relationship of what you want? Where you see yourself going?
Do I have a bubble? Yes. I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Actually, I don't have a bubble. I have it in my head, but that's not it. I don't have it.
Now, as you've been listening, we've been talking about vision boards. What a vision board is, pictures. And this article is talking about using a vision board, but instead of making it a board, putting it on your wall so that you saw them every day. And if you focus in on them, then it'll make it more real to you. It will help you understand that when you see it, when you picture it, because the idea is that to use visualization, that if you want a $10,000 check for a payday, visualize yourself getting that $10,000 check. If you remember correctly, if you've ever read about Jim Carrey, how before he even started making the money he was making, how he wrote himself a check for $25,000 so that he actually visualized, he put it in his mind that he was going to be making that much money, and now he makes $20 million a picture?
Yeah, actually, it was $10 million because I never forgot that story. When I saw him on the television see that, and he kept it in his wallet, even when he was broke, I was like, I did that for a minute, for a while, and then I let it go.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is, and this is something psychology always talks about, is, and the thing is, what we don't realize is that we have the ability to achieve what we really want to achieve, but it's not our negativity as much as it's the negativity of the people around us. That's why I always say, if you surround yourself with successful people, you will be successful. And a successful person cannot always tell you what they did to make themselves successful, but if you follow them around, you can see what they do and how they do it.
Right. Right.
So all of those things really play into who you are. And what the laws of attraction, it's an energy force that you're putting out into the universe. So if you visualize yourself in a relationship, whether you want it to be to the point that you get married or that you have children, if you actually put yourself there and visualize that in your thought processes and manifest it, then what happens is it will come to you, because what happens is, people don't realize, is whatever energy you put out into the universe is what comes back to you. You know, and if people tend to be negative because it's that somewhere in their head someone has told them something like, you're helpless, you're worthless, you can't live on your own, you know, always the things that you can't do. And then what happens is, eventually you hear them so much that you get to where you are putting that into your head and saying that to yourself over and over, and, you know, and then that's what you're manifesting, is that someone has told you, no, you can't do it, so you don't even attempt to try. So the idea is, how do you change those thought processes? How do you learn to think more positively? That instead of saying something like make an affirmation like, I am able to, why not say, why shouldn't I have? Because you know, just like anyone else, everyone has potential in their life to achieve things. And one of the things that I've always used is assessment profiles, because when you understand where your strengths are, where your weaknesses are, because each of us have certain behavior patterns, like you'll have someone that can be very controlling of their environment. And they, you know, and I'm sure you know someone that always tried to control you. And that's just their natural behavior pattern, because they're a very dominant behavior pattern. And they try to control everything around them. And then what happens is they will use certain types of language to control you. And then you buy, and if they want to control you by holding you down, then what happens is you buy into that you're not, that you can't do it, that you constantly need their help. But then you have other people that will look at their environment, and they're very verbal, they have very social skills, and they can conduct business anywhere, even at a party, and they can make friends easily. So if, you know, and then you've got another behavior pattern where you've got someone that is called the conscientiousness behavior pattern, but they're very detail-oriented. And if you're someone that's not detailed, and, you know, and this also works when you're talking to people in sales, is you have to really understand different behavior patterns, and even in relationships, because what happens is, if you just want to know the bottom line, and you got someone that's very detail-oriented, and they're going in to buy something, they're going to ask you question after question after question. And then if you're very detail-oriented and you're trying to sell them through detail, and these people don't care about the detail, they just want to know what's the bottom line, then you're going to lose them. So all of these things play into how you relate to the world, how the world relates to you, how you get along with people. And, you know, and then what happens is the laws of attraction is that energy that you put out and how you say it. So when you understand all these things, because, you know, a child, when they're born, they're like a clean slate. They take everything in. And then they learn about life as they get older.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, so that's why when I talk about it, you know, and I was talking about the vision wall, because we all have visions in our life, but we don't always think about, well, if we, you can say it, but unless you actually see it, unless you actually put yourself there, then it's just, it's something that you want in the future, but you don't actually see yourself actually getting what it is that you truly want.
Right. And this is what I'm saying regarding a specific relationship that I'm in. You know, I feel that there has been some negativity brought in between us. And I'm just like at a standstill, and I'm trying to stay positive about it. But a part of me is like, how are we here? You know, and I'm that's the point. Like, I think it's both parts. Like, I think it's people can put in negative connotations in his head, and then people trying to, you know, sway me. And I'm like, okay, now stay focused, stay focused.
Okay, but now, have you sat down and talked to them about that, about your feelings?
I've talked to them, but I don't know. You know, he's even paying attention right now. That's the whole point. Like, I had to, like, pull away, because I'm like, I need to regroup and figure a different avenue on how I can relay my message again.
Mm-hmm. Have you sat down and talked to him about where he sees your relationship going? And then ask him, what kind of relationship is he looking for?
Right, right.
Because it may be that what you're seeing in a relationship and what he wants out of a relationship is two different things. So you've got to come to an agreement in that, are you both looking for the same thing out of the relationship? Because whether it's business or whether it's personal, And especially if it's personal and you let the relationship go someplace that you really don't want it to go, then what's going to happen is there's going to be resentment come up. And that can be on his part too. And then what happens is that resentment builds, and then it's going to eventually boil over. And that's why I almost look, and I look at relationships today and what is going on. And there's so many areas where you really need to look at what it is that you truly want out of that relationship. Where are you going to go with it? Are you, because, and it has to be that both of you are going in the same place. You know, because you've seen it play out with celebrities. Look at what happened with Kim Kardashian with her last husband. I mean, that was all publicity, and maybe it probably was not a relationship that they should ever got married, but because she's in this reality show, and they were offered all this amount of money, they took it to that place, and then what happened is it all blew up in her face. And I, and in that case, he's a successful basketball player, but at the same time, they were given millions and millions of dollars, and yet he has the right to say, I want my fair share because I went along with this and what you do to me, and take this relationship someplace I probably didn't want to go to begin with.
Not only that, I think at some point, you know, he fell in love and she was wishy-washy. You know, I really believe that it was, yes, publicity, the mother played a part. This was about money, but, you know, you're right. I think you're right about that. There's a lot of confusion. I was like, this is horrible. And then this is a marriage. But you're making this into a three-ring circus.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And this whole thing of what she's involved with Kanye West, I don't think they'll ever get married, and I bet you someday that child's going to be the one to be hurt. And, it all goes back to the mother.
Yes, back to the mother. Controlling. But I think Kim got what she wanted. She wanted a baby. You know, and I really believe she wants to get married, but it may not be to him. I don't think she's going to get married to him, especially after what just happened. You can't put that out in the universe and then play with it and think that when you're ready to get married, you're going to get that. No, I don't believe that. Hello? Are you there?
Yeah, my call got disconnected. Anyway, yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, I mean, it's sad because hers got played up over all the media, you know? It's like this whole thing about Miley Cyrus. To me, she's a 20-year-old girl that's just finding herself. She's got a career. You know, this whole thing about that she was going with him, her and they, from the get-go, I knew they were never going to get married because they're both too young. You know, but it got played out over the media because she's a celebrity.
And so is he. And so is he, but you're right. I think it played out because she didn't want to appear a certain way. If she's just in a relationship with this guy and they're just with each other, you know. It's like, you know, you are Hannah Montana, you have the status, you're a Disney child, you know. You're supposed to do things a certain way. And I think she just kind of started acting out, like, you know.
Well, she got too old to play the Disney role. And she, you know, and that's not who she is.
Right.
Anyway, this is getting towards the end of the show, and I just need to remind people that they can go to my website, and that's the number one personalcareercoach.com. And I offer coaching to help people put together a strategy on how to reach their goals and how to utilize the laws of attraction. And I would like to thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Bye. Okay, bye.